Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, like the motto says, it's a great day to be a Cougar, and I tell you, what has developed this fall with Ken Heidinger's North Tennessee Cougs is short of mind-boggling. 19-1 in the Elite Eight Friday, back-to-back regionals, and that semi-state that was finally won last Saturday down in Jasper. And as Ken was telling me, looking back to it all,
we lost to Jasper down here last year in a match that we felt we should have won, which left a pretty sick feeling with everybody. Boy, you can just see the maturity. Here the guy that lost the signing match, Paul Zubin, and of course Paul came out and played number two and beat their number two boys 6-3, 6-1. You know, Matt Rogers was on a tear, an 0-0 win at number one. And Scott Bodie and Sam Orbaugh had a 6-1, 6-0 win. Christian Gelfinger and Mick Thompson had a 6-3, 6-4 win. And freshman Jace Day won 6-2, 6-3. But the determination that the guys played with was just, man, it was just more than you could hope for. It was beautiful. You know, you always wonder how which recall button they're going to push from this last year at this time. And these guys put it into hybrid gear and really took.
Well, they sure did, and they stand 19-1, the voice of Ken Heidinger, and they've done pretty doggone good in that regard. Listen to these records now going to state. Mac Rogers is 22-1 at one singles, Paul Zubé at 2, 20-4. Freshman Jace Day, 21-2, Mick Thompson, 23-1, and Christian Gettelfinger, 22-1. And that two doubles team of Scott Bodie and Sam Orbaugh are both 21-2. The Maroon and Gold Netters in the top bracket Friday at Carmel, 3 o'clock against the 19-0 from South Bend St. Joe. Carmel, who's 14-0, will play Delta, 23-3. The lower bracket has Evansville Memorial against Park Tudor, Richmond, and North Central of Indianapolis. By the way, don't forget a night of sectional celebration for the soccer teams of Bloomington South. Hope you can join us. Sports Talk a little past 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, if you've been keeping track, there are only 11 remaining unbeaten teams in the FBS. We just played one, have another one coming in Saturday in the Cornhuskers of Nebraska. Huskers making a Bloomington football visit for the first time in 38 years out at the Rock. Indiana's 104th homecoming. The Huskers of Mike Riley now in the top 10, their 10th this week coming in off of its bye. So here are the Hoosiers 3-2. Not the midway point just yet, but here's an interesting comparison if you can follow me here today. And I'm talking explosion plays defensively, plays that, well, were the difference between winning and losing last year. At this point in time a year ago, we had given up 18 plays in excess of 40 yards plus. Going into Saturday and coming out of the Ohio State game, the number going into Saturday's game with Nebraska, 5. And only one of 50 yards or better. 18-5. And that pick and fumble recovery against the Bucks, it was the third multi-takeaway game of the year. And as Coach Tom Allen was telling us Monday in the Hinkie Hall of Champions.
You know, I think that the kids' effort, the toughness and the effort has been encouraged. You know, we're going to be emphasizing takeaways. We did a great job in the beginning. We got to continue to get more of those. Tackling has continued to improve, although in the fourth quarter we got a little fatigue, missed some tackles. So it's about finishing still. So I still don't see us, I want to see us create more depth. You know, I want us to be able to continue to play more guys for more reps that allow us to be more, you know, fresh in the fourth quarter. And the things that we can control, I've been pleased with, make that advancement, and I see that.
Well, Tom, I see it too. And how about you fans? You've got to see it as well as we get ready to play Nebraska. Don't forget Sports Talk Live from Yogi's tonight. Bloomington South, boys and girls, the sectional soccer champs on their way to the regional later this week. We'll start a little past 6. I'm Joe Smith.